Here we are. Well, don't just stand there, you goof. Come in. So, what do you think? Why, thank you. I appreciate the compliment. Now, how about you get your stuff down there? I'm gonna go get changed really quick. I see you're eyeing the bookshelf. I told you I enjoy reading. Oh, those books are kind of old, by the way. I leave them here for sentimental value. Like I said before, I don't read as much anymore. But ever so often, I read a few ebooks on my tablet. What's the matter, cutie? You're blushing again. I just finished setting up everything for our group study session. Here, grab some study materials and take a seat. I'll start organizing the notes while you get ready. Good. Now, I need you to go through these sections and memorize the key points. I'll be over here reviewing some additional materials. How are you doing over there? Good? Good. Oh, you want to contribute to my research? Sure. But first, let me bring you up to speed. Relax, I've got this. I know what I'm doing. Well, I don't want you to get overwhelmed. No, let me guide you through the key concepts. See these? Yes. That's right. All of these. Don't stress too much. You're in good hands, I promise. There we go. Now let's delve into the material together. Tell me, which of these topics do you find most challenging? Alright, so let's tackle that part first. Your main focus will be on understanding, and I'll guide you through the complexities. Now, let's break it down step by step. For now, let's use the collaborative learning method. Thankfully, I've already organized these materials. So, take the relevant section and let's start dissecting it. Now, use your analytical skills and make connections between the concepts. Yes, just like that. Now let's explore the details together. Good. Take your thoughts, and with a collaborative effort, we can grasp the essence of the topic. Like so. Good. Now let's integrate that knowledge. Now express your understanding of the topic. Look at you. You're already getting the hang of it. What's challenging for you? I'm here to assist, and ensure your grasp of the subject matter. Well, of course I'm very close. I want to make sure you fully comprehend it. Here. Why don't we take a short break? Does that help? Good. You're doing great. Good job. All right. Let's dive back in. And keep up the good work. Hey, can you check if we have any additional reference materials? We might need more insights for a comprehensive understanding. That was good. What about you? What did you think? That's great. I'm glad you liked it. You know, if you stay here, there will be plenty more where that came from. What? Wait, you're leaving already? But why? Did something happen? Hey, it's fine. You're not wasting any of my spare time. Trust me. I like having you here. No, cutie. Don't worry about that. It's fine. Besides, I personally would like you to stay here with me a little longer. But if you wish to leave, then I understand. I'm not trying to keep you here. See, that's the spirit, cutie. Well, maybe we can watch a movie or something. Does that sound good? Alright, you go ahead and I'll join you on the couch. Oh, and feel free to choose whatever movie you like. Did you find something good? Nice, I like this one. No need to start it over. I've seen it dozens of times already. It's one of my personal favorites, if you will. What's wrong? I'm just putting my hand on your thigh. I look very flustered right now. You seriously never had a girl give you this much contact before? I can remove it if you want. Alright. Then it stays. You know, you could return the favor. I mean, it's not too often you get to come over to a pretty girl's house. So naturally, she may want to, you know, get a little touchy-feely. Hey, baby. Look at me for a second. No, cutie. I'm not mad. I promise. It's just you clearly don't seem to be making any sort of moves on me. Why is that? Am I going a little too fast? Did I do something wrong? Please, cutie, talk to me. I need to make sure you feel safe and comfortable. Of course I mean that. By the way, this may be surprising to you, but I noticed you kept my love letter. Yep, that was me. That means you liked what I said, right? That means you're interested in that person. And obviously, I have no bad intentions but to take good care of my love. Even if it means having to take a step back and take things slow with you. Just not used to this, huh? So, like, is it a first time thing, or... Gosh, you're so sweet. But baby, listen. You're not making me uncomfortable. In fact, you're doing the opposite. And I want to share that comfort with you. I hope I'm not making you feel that way. Here. Let me see your hands. There. Let me scoot closer to you. Now, I'll guide those hands of yours to my waist. Just like this. See? Now, doesn't that feel amazing? You're mumbling and blushing. I'll take that as a yes. Don't get all stiff on me now. Go ahead. Yell around. You have my full permission, cutie. See? I feel nice, don't I? When you have a girl, who you really like when you like this? It never hurts to make a little physical contact, especially if she's into it. Yes, baby. I'm saying that we can kiss, cuddle, and everything in between if you want. I don't mind. I'm just really in need of your physical touch right now. Will it make you feel better if I praise you? You know, like calling you a good boy. Like a good boy. Good boy. You're blushing again. No, don't hide your face again, cutie. Here. Now you truly can't hide that face of yours. Shh, it's okay, I got you. We can decide on what to do after. But I'm hoping that you'll stay here with me tonight. So, how about it? Come on, cutie. Use your words. Good boy. Now, let me help you with that shyness of yours. I can tell you've been staring at my lips for the longest. So why don't I fix that? Good boy. I love you. You're in good hands now. I promise. All you have to do is stay put and let me do everything, okay? Thank you. I see you blushing a lot. Don't be shy. It's just me. I'll stop teasing you.